MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pit, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Jordan Murray. Dive, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
One ball and two strikes to the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Top of the first inning, nobody out. Just underway after a 40-minute delay here in Chattanooga. The 1-2 pitch. Black fisted in the air out towards second. Johnson, the second baseman's there. And makes the catch for the first out. Time to set the outfield and the infield defense for Chattanooga. Jacob Hurtubise is in left. Ashton Creel's in center. Reese Hines is in right. Third to first around the infield, Nick Quintana, Quincy McAfee, Ivan Johnson, and Nick Northcutt with Eric Yang behind the plate. Jackson Churio steps in from the right side. One out, nobody on, just underway. First pitch, fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Out goes 0-1. Home plate umpire tonight is Stephen Hodgins. Caleb Martin's at first. Kyle Stutz is at third. Phillips delivers. Fastball. Churio takes inside. Lights the black, and the count goes 0-2. Phillips is bringing the heat, though. He's touched 98 five different times in the first two batters. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and lifted foul. Out of the ballpark on the right field side. Count stays at 0-2. Churio's hitting 264 this year. The 308 OBP. Phillips with the high Red Sox fires home. Churio takes low. Count goes to 1-2. Churio yesterday went 0-for-3 with a walk and two strikeouts. Phillips delivers. Churio takes low. Yang blocks it up. Skids off the right side of his body. Takes a moment to gather himself. Hodgins, the home plate umpire, walks out a ball to Phillips. Everybody takes a moment. The lookouts tonight are not wearing their usual home jerseys or even their normal alternate jerseys. It's Paw Patrol night here at the ballpark. So the lookouts are wearing special Paw Patrol themed uniforms tonight and their home red caps. The 2-2 delivery. Churio waves and misses. Slider at 86. Two up, two down. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Nobody on with two away. Scoreless here on the top of the first inning. Zamora steps in from the right side. Bats in the three spot tonight. Third time this year he's hit this high in the order. First pitch, fastball. Misses, check that, a called strike one in the outside corner. The pitch, curveball, misses low. Count evens up 1-1. Phillips is 1-1 pitch. Zamora checks his swing. Triples it foul up the first base side. Count goes to 1-2. Zamora is hitting 260 this year, the 368 OBP. Phillips stares in, now delivers. Fastball lifted foul. First base side out of play. That one barreled in at 98. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Zamora takes away. Fastball at 98. Phillips thought it was strike three. Took a couple steps back towards the dugout. But the count evens up. 2-2. Top of the first inning. Phillips delivers. Zamora takes away. Change him at 90 miles an hour. And goes to 3-2. Phillips fires. Swing and a ground ball rolled right side of the infield past Johnson, the second baseman, and in a right for a base hit. Johnson went full extension deep in the hole.
just out of his reach. And Zamora reaches with a single, brings up the switch, hitting Noah Campbell with two outs and one on. Top of the first inning. Campbell this year hitting a team best 267. It's really been a breakout year for the kid. Phillips delivers. Fastball, wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Campbell's a switch hitter who digs in from the left side. 432 OBP, a team high 909 OPS. And that 432 OBP is second in the league. The pitch, Campbell watches strike two, blazed by at 97. Count goes to 0-2. Campbell at 432 is second in the league. Black at 444 is at the top of the league. And the Shuckers, as a team, are second in OBP. The 0-2 delivery. Swing, and he fouls it back. Count stays at 0-2. Campbell homered yesterday, his fourth of the year. Smashed it over the wall and right. That's about 20 feet tall. The 0-2 delivery. Campbell watches strike three blaze by, another 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Through a half inning of play, we're scoreless in Chattanooga. Christian Mejia stakes the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Bottom of the first in Chattanooga.
Yeah, we're listening, man. What made me crazy? My chest turned around. I'm going to take
a Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Bottom of the first inning from Chattanooga. Shuckers went scoreless in the top half. And brings out the righty Christian Mejias for the Shuckers. Makes his sixth start of the year, eighth appearance overall. 2-2 with a 4.80 ERA. 30 innings pitched, 15 walks, 39 strikeouts. And opponents hitting 205 against him. Faces the righty Noelvi Marte, who leads it off for Chattanooga. Mejias' first pitch, fastball, called strike one in the outside corner. Marte's had himself a series, three homers in the last two games, up to 279 on the year. Pitch, misses low and away, count evens up 1-1. Eight homers, 22 driven in, and a five-game hitting streak. The righty Mejias delivers home. Fastball, misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Mejias on the hill, stands in at 6 feet tall, 160 pounds. The pitch. Misses low and away. Count goes to 3-1. Mejias, a native of Valencia in Venezuela. A couple of Venezuelans to dot the roster. 3-1 delivery. Change up, misses low, 4. And it's a 5-pitch walk to Marte to start things off. Brings up the lefty Jacob Hurtubise. Hurtubise digs in from the left side. 232 hitter this year. Marte at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Black, the third baseman for Biloxi, plays in a couple steps in front of the bag. Big lead for Marte. He's off to second. The pitch is called a strike. The throw to second, not in time, and it skips by Zamora in the center field. Churio, a good job to back it up. Throws the ball back in. Marte swipes second. And already, Chattanooga picked up right where they left off against Biloxi's starting pitching. For Marte, that's his team-leading eighth stolen base of the year, 33rd for Chattanooga as a team. The 0-1 pitch to Hurtubise. Shows bunt, places it up the third baseline. Black gets it on a hop, slings it to Warren at first. And Hurtubise is retired on the sack bunt. Puts Marte at third with one away for Quincy McAfee. Shuckers defense tonight. Tristan Lutz is in left. Jackson Churio's in center. Noah Campbell patrols right. We've met Tyler Black at third. We've met Xavier Warren at first. Up the middle, Freddie Zamora's at short. Felix Valerio's at second. Behind the plate, it's Jason Lopez. Infield in. First pitch to the righty McAfee. This is that called strike at the top of the zone. McAfee this year hitting 275. Team high 402 OBP. Neil one Liberty checks his swing, a pitch inside. First base umpire rules he doesn't go around. Count evens, one ball, one strike. Marte's at third, one away, bottom one. Mejias fires. Slider misses away. And goes to 2-1. First innings have been what Chattanooga has done most of their work this series. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and lifted in the air out towards short left. Lutz charges in a long way, makes the catch. Marte stays put at third. McAfee's retired for the second out. Swings up the righty, Reese Hines. Two away, runner on third in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers nothing, lookouts nothing. Digs in from the right side. 194 hitter this year. 233 OBP. Mejias delivers. Swing and he lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball up and away. Count evens, one ball, one strike. And it was the 13th pitch of the inning from Mejias. Just five pitches have been strikes. The 1-1 delivery. Slider called strike two on the inside corner. Mejias, one pitch away from getting out of a tough inning. Marte's at third. On the leadoff walk. Score is here on the bottom of the first inning. Mejias delivers. Tips it foul. Back to the screen. Hines stays alive. Chattanooga scored the first run in every single game of this six-game set. We're here in game five, bottom of the first inning. They've won each of the first four. Mejias delivers. Swing and lifted in the air out towards short left. Zamora the shortstop out. Lutz the left fielder in. Lutz calls off Zamora. Makes the catch to end the inning. Real good job by Mejias. Works around the leadoff walk and a stolen base. Tires the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The end of the top of the second inning. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Off from the right side. First hit from Connor Phillips. It's fouled back. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Lutz this year hitting 192 with a 300 OBP. He's activated off the injured list on Tuesday for the series opener. The pitch, slider, called strike two on the outside corner. Lutz batting in the fifth spot in the order tonight. Phillips delivers home. Fastball misses up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Lutz, last time he played, was back on Thursday. It was just about the easiest night he's ever going to have as a baseball player. The 1-2 delivery misses up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was up 3 times. He went 0-for-0 with 3 walks and swung 1 time in 3 plate appearances. The pitch, Lutz fouls it back. Count stays even, 2-2. One of the wilder nights as a player. It was also a wild game. The Shuckers drew 11 walks and did not score a run. Phillips' 2-2 pitch. Lutz waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner at 86. Third strikeout today by Phillips. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Warren digs in from the left side. First pitch. Warren waves and misses. Fastball at 96, top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Phillips, a guy who was born and raised in Houston, Texas. The 0-1 pitch. Warren chops it foul. Back to the on-deck circle. Takes a couple hops and right into Wes Clark's hand in the on-deck circle. Count goes to 0-2. Phillips played his college ball at McLennan Community College. JUCO school in Texas. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-2. He chose to go to McLennan over LSU, which is not something you hear too often in college baseball. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away. The count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. But the reasoning was he graduated high school in 2019, enrolled in junior college in 2020, and was immediately eligible for the draft. The 2-2 pitch. Warren takes strike three. 97 on the outer black. That's the 4th strikeout from Phillips, who looks real good early on. Brings up the right-handed Wes Clark. 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the 2nd inning. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. Clark digs in from the right side, hitting 189 this year. 345 OBP. Phillips delivers. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Phillips ended up in the Reds organization after being traded from the Mariners. The 1-0 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. after being drafted in the second round in 2020, was traded in the Jesse Winker trade last March. The 1-1 delivery. Clark takes a strike at the knees. Count goes to 1-2. He's actually the player to be named later in that trade. Now, sitting in double A, one pitch away from his fifth strikeout. The pitch, slider misses away, and the count evens up 2-2. Clark digs back in. Phillips stares. Deep breath, picks up the leg and fires home. Wave and a miss, 98, his fastest pitch of the night. And he strikes out the side. He struck out four straight. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. For an inning and a half, we're scoreless in Chattanooga. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Lifted in the air, and it drops down in left center for a base hit. Lutz comes over, picks it up, fires it in. It's a leadoff single for Northcutt here in the second. Brings up the righty, Nick Quintana. Hey, Shuckers fans, remember, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Mejia checks back to first. Northcutt back in time. Second straight inning. But the lookouts have got the leadoff man on. Last inning, it was Molvi Marte who led it off with a walk. He got stranded at third. Mejia delivers. Misses low and away. And goes to two balls and no strikes. Quintana this year hitting just 141. The 2-0 delivery. Changeup called the strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. And this is the lookouts team that, yes, they've won four games this week, but the offense has struggled mightily this year. Remember, two of the four games, they scored just two runs in each of them. Four runs total. The 1-1 pitch fouls it back. And count goes to 1-2. As a team, the lookouts batting 207 this year, averaging 4.4 runs per game. That's sixth in the Southern League. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Lopez blocks it up, and it's by him. Deflects off his chest protector to the backstop. It's a wild pitch. Northcutt to second. the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Second straight inning that a runner's reached scoring position for Chattanooga. He has worked out of it in the first. Brandon Marte at third, retired 3 straight. The pitch to Quintana. Misses inside, 86 mile an hour curveball. And the count goes full. Mejias delivers. Chopped foul, third base side into the lookout's dugout. Count stays at 3-2. It went right by the bat boy, who's the only guy in the entirety of the lookout's dugout that has a helmet on. You're going to foul it into the dugout. That's usually the general direction you want to hit it to, the guy with the helmet on. The pitch inside, and it hits him right in the middle of the back. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And Quintana earns a painful free pass to first. Puts runners on first and second with nobody out. The switch hitting Ivan Johnson. Northcutt at second, Quintana at first. Bottom of the second inning. Lookouts and Shuckers scoreless here on a Saturday night. Johnson hitting just 102 this year. 1-for-6 in the series. Very back of the left-handed box. The pitch misses low and in. Count goes to 1-0. Right here, this situation is something that's become very common in this series. The lookouts in the last 3 games have not scored a run against the bullpen. The pitch, swing and chopped foul. Third base, took that first base side. Count evens up 1-1. All 10 of their runs in the last 3 games have come against Shuckers starting pitching. Yesterday, they scored all 6 in the first 3 innings against Tobias Myers. The 1-1 pitch. Chops it foul, first base side towards the dugout. Right by Myers. He's hanging out the far end of the dugout with Justin Jarvis and Abner Uribe. Count goes to 1-2. Mejias comes set. Now delivers. Up and in, almost got him. Count evens up 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Inside, it almost gets him again. And now Lopez picks up the ball. It was not ball 4. Time is called. Northcutt ran to third. Johnson thought it was ball 4. And now manager Jose Moreno comes down from the third base coach's box to talk with the home plate umpire Steve Hodkins. And now the umpires get together to figure out what the count is. Quintana went about halfway to second and then went back. And now they're ruling that it was ball 4. So from the live stats in front of us, it was shown as ball 3. And now you hear it in the press box PA announcement that it hit Ivan Johnson on the foot, which clears up all the confusion. Quintana to second, Northcutt to third. Bases loaded now for the righty, Eric Yang. So that's what the discussion was between the 3 umpires, was whether or not it hit him. After back-to-back hit batters, Yang steps in from the right side with the bases loaded and nobody out in the bottom of the second. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Yang hitting 182 this year. 0-for-1 this season with the bases loaded. Lookouts as a team hitting .216, the bases loaded. The pitch, Yang waves and misses. Count evens up 1-1. This series has gone very well, though, for the Lookouts with the bases loaded. Nick Quintana smashed a grand slam in game one of the series on Tuesday. Played to the first four runs of the game in the bottom of the first inning. Converted to a 12-6 Lookout win over the Shuckers. Mejias delivers. Lifted foul. First base side out of play. Count at 1-2. Johnson at first. Quintana at second. Northcutt at third. Shuckers are playing the middle infield back. Black and Warren first and third, about even with the bag. The pitch. Slider. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Big time strikeout from Mejias. His first of the day. Now one out for the righty Ashton Creel. And a double play gets you out of the inning if you're Biloxi. Base is still loaded with one away. Ashton Creel steps in from the right side. Johnson's at first. Quintana's at second. Northcutt's at third. Black comes in on the third base side. Mejias delivers. Creel takes up high and goes to 1-0. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's listening in tonight at work in Ocean Springs. Thanks much for tuning in. As always, join the broadcast with our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. The pitch, slider, waved and missed. Count evens up at 1-1. Again, that's 601-514-0776 on the text the booth line. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Creel this year hitting .218 with a .348 OBP. 0-for-1 this year with the bases loaded. Mejias delivers. Slider waved and missed. Count evens, 2-2. This would be a big out here early on. He's trying to work out of a jam. The 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. A 95-mile-an-hour heater on the outer black. Creel swung right through it. Back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded brings up the righty Noelvi Marte with two away and the bases still loaded. Most dangerous guy in this Lookouts order. Wide stance at the plate, the pitch home. Fastball misses up and away, count goes to 1-0. Mejias delivers. Check swing, dribbled on the ground to short. Zamora gets it on the run, fires to first. It's wide, and it's by Warren and up the first base line. Northcutt scores. Quintana scores. Here comes Johnson, the throw to third. In time, they get Marte, but not before three runs come home, and it's 3-0 Lookouts off the error. Marte reaches on an error and then is thrown out 3-5 to end the inning. But Northcutt scores, Quintana scores, Johnson scores as well. Three runs, one hit, one error. Nobody left on base. We're through two, 3-0 Lookouts. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Up and in. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. It ends up as an E6 that scored three runs with the bases loaded. 1-1 delivery. Valerio swings and misses. Fastball up and in at 96. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. It's Zamora's fifth error of the year, and it's a costly one. Brings home three for Chattanooga. Phillips' 1-2 pitch is lifted in the air down the left field line. Tails foul and gets out of play. Count stays at 1-2. All three runs are unearned. It was a check swing dribbler to short. Zamora picks it up, tried to fire on the run to get Marte. And it went wide of Warren down the right field line. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low. Fastball at 94. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. And three looks like a mountain to climb the way Phillips has been pitching tonight. He's already struck out five. The pitch. Slider. Misses away, and the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Each of the last five outs he's recorded has been via the strikeout. Delivers here to Valerio. Called strike three on the inside corner, 96. Six of the seven outs he's recorded today has been via the strikeout. And it brings up the righty Jason Lopez. One out, nobody on. 3-0 Chattanooga in the top of the third. Jason Lopez stands in from the right side. First pitch to him. Fastball, called strike one in the inner half. Lopez is appearing in his third game this year. He's 1-for-4, and he's drawn three walks. The 0-1 delivery. Lopez swings and hammers this one to left. Herdebees watches it go, and it's over the scoreboard. Lopez hammers one to left, his first home run of the year, and the Shuckers get on the board here in the third. Grounds third, gets a big high five from Nick Stanley. He hammered that one. Crosses home, and it's 3-1. Shuckers get one back, cut deficit to two. Lopez's first home run of the year, also drives in his first run. That one went 368 feet. First pitch to Black. It was a changeup, called strike one on the outside corner. That one went up and over the scoreboard and left. Herdebees barely moved. The 0-1 pitch, Black takes up and away. Count evens, 1-1. Shuckers trail it 3-1 here in the top of the third. Black delivers. Pitch to Black, misses up and away. Check swing. Third base umpire Kyle Stutz says he does not go, and the count goes to 2-1. Pitch home. Misses up and away. Count goes to three balls and one strike. That's the sixth home run allowed this year by Phillips. All six have come in AT&T Field here in Chattanooga. The 3-1 pitch. Black takes up and no, a very late strike call by the home plate umpire, Stephen Hodgins. Black had already flipped his bat back to the dugout. Now has to grab it from Churio and stand back in. Uses his one timeout to gather himself. Count at 3-2 with one away. Black's 0-1. Popped out to second. Phillips delivers. Lifted, foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 3-2. Phillips stares in, takes a breath, now kicks and fires. Black takes on the outside corner, called strike three at 94. Black down looking. Seventh strikeout of the night for Phillips. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio, two away. 3-1 lookouts here in the third. The pitch. Churio fouls it back. A hard cut. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Churio struck out in a slider back in the first inning. The first strikeout of the day from Phillips. The 0-1 pitch. Misses away on a slider. Count evens up 1-1. The 0-2 delivery. Churio chops it on the ground up the third baseline, foul. Churio takes a long walk behind home plate. Count at 1-2. Shuckers trail it 3-1 here in the top of the third inning. One coming on a solo shot from Jason Lopez, his first of the year. Phillips delivers. Churio takes strike three on the outside corner. Another fastball that blares in at 97 miles an hour from Phillips. In each of the last eight outs he's recorded has been via the strikeout. Shuckers get one run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. Shuckers trail at 3-1. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Away. 1. Valerio Benhees delivers to the left. He gets flipped. Chopped on the ground. Couple hops to second. Valerio backhands it off the small hop. Fires to first, not in time. Hurtubise beats it out for an infield single. It's a high Baltimore chop on the right side of the infield. Valerio did a good job to grab it and fire all in one motion, but Hurtubise just too quick. Brings up the righty, Quincy McAfee. Leadoff man reaches for the third straight inning. Mejias checks over towards first. It's low. Warren blocks it up. A great job by Warren. Hurtubise stays put. Warren was originally drafted as a catcher out of Central Michigan. We talked about this yesterday with Wes Clark and the ability to block balls up as a first baseman. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. With Warren's experience behind the plate, that gives him the ability to block balls up. That helps out with anything kind of down low from the pitcher. The 1-0 delivery to McAfee. Chops it foul behind home plate. Count evens up 1-1. Deep breath in the hill. Now the 1-1 pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers trail it 3-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Game 5 of a 6-game set here in Chattanooga. The pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Lopez's throw to second. A good one. The tag. Not in time. Hurtubise swipes second. Count evens up 2-2. So Hurtubise cashes in after he snaps an 0-for-13 skid at the plate with an infield single. That stolen base is 7th of the year. Time for the second most in the lookouts. 2-2 pitch. Lifted in the air out towards left. Lutz tracks over towards the line. And makes the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Reese Hines. Mejias sets at the belt, deep breath, delivers to the righty, Hines. Swings and lifts it high in the air to left, but foul. Count goes to 1-1. Hurtubise in scoring position. Hines the ready at the plate. Hines flew out to left back in the first inning. Mejias delivers. Swing and a miss. 86-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to 0-2. Mejias sets. Now delivers. Foul back, top of the screen. Count stays at 0-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Mahias delivers to Hines. Lifted in the air out towards right. Campbell tracks back towards the warning track. Looks up at the wall, and it takes one hop on the warning track. Takes a high hop off the wall. Herterby's rounds third. The throw comes into the second baseman, Valerio, who cuts it off. It's a double for Hines. His fourth extra base hit of the year brings home Herterby's. And all of a sudden, the lookouts get the run back. It's 4-1. It's Hines' second double of the series. He's now 5-for-16 this week. And four of the five hits have gone for extra bases. He also drives in his 16th of the year. Brings up the righty Nick Northcutt. 4-1 lookouts, bottom of the third inning. Hines at second. The pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Mahias delivers. Swing, and it's lifted in the air. Hangs up in the air towards center. Churio can't find it. It gets lost in the lights. Now he comes up with it. Makes the catch. Hines bluffs a tag to third and heads back to second. Two away now for Nick Quintana. Ball got up above the lights here at AT&T Field. That's one of the tough things for an outfielder. As soon as it goes above the lights, you got to adjust your eyes to the night sky. Two away brings up the righty Quintana. Man on second, bottom of the third inning. The pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it 4-1. 10 runs scored off Shuckers starting pitching the last two games. Six yesterday off Myers, four today. The pitch, up from the ground, a third foul. Count evens up 1-1. Big thing you want to do if you're Shuckers offense, just keep it close, especially the way the bullpen has been this week. The 1-1 pitch, up and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. It's a bullpen that's in high spirits. And if you're looking for a silver lining over this six-game losing streak, it's that group of about 8 to 10 guys out in the Shuckers bullpen. They've allowed one hit in the last three games. 2-1 pitch, misses up and in. The count goes to 3-1. Quintana was hit last time up in the second. Part of back-to-back hits batsmen before an error trying to get Noelvi Marte out at first resulted in three of the four runs tonight for Chattanooga. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and hammer down the left field line. Foul. Hits the top of the netting. That prevents balls from flying onto the interstate. Count now at three balls and two strikes with two away. Hines at second, 4-1 lookouts, bottom of the third inning. Mahias delivers. Called strike three on the outside corner. Got him looking on a fastball, 90 miles an hour. That ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Chattanooga gets the run back. It's 4-1 after three. This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Zamora leads it off for Biloxi. They trail it 4-1 against Chattanooga. First pitch to him. Wave and a miss. A healthy cut and a 94-mile-an-hour heater. From the starter, Connor Phillips. He's into his fourth inning of work. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Another big cut from Zamora. And the count goes to 0-2. It's been quite the start to the day for the righty Phillips. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 92. Phillips has retired 10 batters. 9 of the 10 have been by the strikeout. And it brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. Campbell digs in from the left side. Trail it 4-1 here in the fourth. The pitch misses up and away in 87. Count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers have not led in this series. The Lookouts have scored the first run of every game and haven't blown a lead. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell takes up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Season high in strikeouts for Phillips is 11. Had 11 exactly a month ago against the Tennessee Smokies. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Tonight, he's thrown 3 1/3 innings, struck out 9, walked nobody, and has allowed 1 run and a solo shot to Jason Lopez. The pitch misses away, and that's the first walk of the day Phillips allows. Brings up the righty Tristan Lux and brings out Eric Yang to the mound to top things over with Phillips. Unlike what we saw yesterday from Lyon Richardson, who is dominant, but he was only able to go 65 pitches, Phillips is a guy that's really stretched out this year. Has thrown at least 90 pitches in 6 of his 7 starts, including 94 last time out against the Braves. Campbell at first. Lutz digs in from the right side. 4-1 lookouts. Bottom, top of the fourth inning. Phillips delivers. Lutz waves and misses. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Lutz struck out in a slider back in the second inning. Campbell off first. Big hole on the right side of the infield. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Swing, and it's lifted in the air out towards right center field. Hines goes a long way back, looks up, and it's off the very top of the wall and bounces back into play. Campbell rounds third and comes home. Lutz into second, standing with a double. And the Shuckers get back the run that the Lookouts got. in the bottom of the third inning. It's now 4-2. Lutz drives in his fourth of the year. Fourth RBI for Lutz. Reaches base in his third straight game. And all of a sudden, it's now 4-2. Xavier Warren, switch hitter who digs in from the left side. Is the tying run at the plate? Phillips delivers. Warren takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Good speed from Campbell to get all the way home. A ball in the right center field gap. We saw that yesterday from Jackson Churio, who sped home. A ball off Freddie Zamora's bat. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball. Called strike at the knees. Count evens up 1-1. But either way, if you're Biloxi, the time to strike is now. You've got Phillips on the ropes. Power part of the order is at the plate. The pitch chopped on the ground to first. Northcutt gets it on a couple hops, taps third. That's the second out of the inning. Two away. Lutz moves up to third. Brings up the righty Wes Clark. Clark represents the tying run. Lutz is at third. Two away. Shunkers trail it 4-2 in the top of the fourth inning. They haven't led once this series. The pitch, wave and a miss and a curveball at 79. Count goes 0-1. And they've not been tied outside of 0-0. This whole series either. The 0-1 pitch. Clark takes up and away. Count evens 1-1. Clark struck out in a high and outside fastball back in the second inning. Another 5 straight strikeouts from Phillips. The 1-1 pitch. Misses away. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Clark takes a slider away, and the count goes to 3-1. Felix Valerio's on deck. Lutz at third. Shuckers trail it by 2. The pitch. Wave and a miss at a slider. Count goes full. Balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Clark uses his 1 timeout, now stands back in. The 3-2 pitch. Wave and a miss and a slider. Big fist pump from Phillips as he walks off the mound. That's his 10th strikeout of the day. And it strands a runner at third. Shuckers get 1 run off 1 hit, no errors, and leave 1 stranded. After 3.5, 4-2 Chattanooga. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
First pitch of the inning from Christian Mejias. He is rolled on the ground right side of the infield, gobbled up by the second baseman Valerio, fires to Warren at first, and we're off and running here in the bottom of the fourth inning. David Blake back with you from Chattanooga. Lookouts for Shuckers 2. Game 5 of a 6-game set. Christian Mejias continues on the hill. He's only given up one earned run today. Three of the four runs came in on an error with two outs in the second inning, and the bases loaded. Eric Yang steps in from the right side against the righty Mejias. The pitch home. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch, slider misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch, chopped foul, between Yang's legs and up the third base side. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Yang struck out in the slider back in the second inning. Part of three today by Mejias. Delivers home. Misses away with the slider. Count goes to 3-1. The pitch. Misses up and in. Ball 4 brings out Lopez to talk to Mejias. It's a free pass for Eric Yang. Lopez didn't go all the way to the hill. Got about 3 steps of the way there and just sent something to Mejias. Threw him a new ball and walked back to the plate. Brings up the righty Ashton Creel, who's 0-for-1. Yang at first, one away, bottom of the fourth inning. Mejias delivers. Misses inside. Good jump by Creel to get out of the way. Loosened up the hips and shot out of the way. A little bit like he was doing a dance. The pitch home. Misses up and in on a changeup. Check the first does not go. And goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Lopez runs out to talk to the Mejias on the mound. And let's take 10 seconds while we can for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Chattanooga. Bottom of the fourth inning. Man on first, one away. Lookouts lead the Shuckers 4-2. David Blake back with you. Thanks much for spending your Saturday night with us. Mejias delivers to the righty Ashton Creel. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 92. Count goes to 2-1. Mejias delivers. Lifted in the air out to short center field. Zamora's over and takes 1 step onto the outfield. Grass and makes the catch. Creel pops out to the shortstop. 2 away now. Man on first for the righty Noelvi Marte. Four two lookouts. Bottom of the fourth inning. Marte digs in from the right side. He's 0-for-1 today with a walk. The pitch home. Wave and a miss and a slider. Hard cut. Pitch that came in at 85 miles an hour. Count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Mejias delivers. Misses up and in. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Count evens up 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a ground ball left side and through into left center for a base hit. Yang touches second, goes towards third, now goes back to throw from Churio, not in time. Urias slaps the tag. Marte reaches with a single. That extends his hit streak to six straight. His seventh straight game, he's reached base. And brings up the lefty, Jacob Hurtubise, with two on and two away. Bottom of the fourth inning. 4-2 lookouts. The pitch lifted in the air towards left center field, drops quick and drops down for a base hit. Churio misplays it and it goes by him. Lutz picks it up from left. Yang's home. Marte around third and scores. And it's 6-2 Chattanooga. We'll see whether or not that's a single or a double and whether or not it's Churio's first error of the year. But either way, Chattanooga has put six runs on a Shuckers starter for the second straight night. Brings up the righty, Quincy McAfee. The pitch misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. And they do rule it as an error. So Hurtubise reaches on a single, drives in Yang, and then goes to second on an E8 that allows Marte to score. The 1-0 pitch misses low, gets by Lopez. And Hurtubise is off to third. It's a wild pitch. By the way, the RBI was Hurtubise's 12th of the year. Also the first error for Churio this season. Man on third, two away, 6-2 Chattanooga, bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 3-0. Mejias delivers. Chopped foul. Third base side on top of the lookout's dugout. Count goes to 3-1. Mejias delivers. Up and in, it gets him in the head. Oh, he's down. The helmet came off and the trainer comes out quickly. Lopez comes out from behind home plate to make sure he's okay. Same thing with Mejias, who comes down from the mound. That is a scary sight right there. Black walks in from third to talk to Mejias. Trainer Wayne Hebrick is out for the first time this series to talk to McAfee. That is a scary sight right there. Good thing is McAfee's up. Or at least sitting up with his eyes open. Chatting with Hebrink. Manager Jose Moreno's down as well. And he's good. That's a nice round of applause. The pitching coach, Will Shearholz, walks out to the hill. McAfee takes a walk down with Hebrink and Moreno. It's 6-2 right now, lookouts over the Shuckers. Shearholz probably just trying to say a couple things to Mejias. Get him back and locked in. It's always scary when you're a pitcher and one sails up and in and gets a batter in the head. That rattles you a little bit. Just a quick little pep talk. He's back to the dugout. He just looks over towards first. Gives McAfee the universal question, you okay? Points at him and gives him a thumbs up. Two outs, runners on first and third. 6-2 Chattanooga. Reese Hines at the plate from the right side. The pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Ottawa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Every other game in progress. Bottom four, M Braves up 3-1 on Montgomery. The pitch. Wave and a miss and a slider. Count evens up 1-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, Smokies up 7-6 on Pensacola in a high-scoring affair. With 6-0 Smokies early, now it's 7-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom six from Rocket City. They lead it 3-0 over Birmingham. Check back to first. McAfee slides back in. The pitch. Swing and hammered to left. This one tracks back and gets over the wall. A heat-seeking missile from Reese Hines. Puts three more on the board. His fourth homer of the year. And all of a sudden, this thing's ballooned. It's 9-2 Chattanooga. Three-run homer from Hines. He crosses home. And that quickly brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero, who points to the bullpen. 15 runs have been scored off the Shuckers starting staff in the last 2 days by Chattanooga. Reese Hines puts a cap on it with a three-run homer, his fourth of the year, and the Shuckers go to the pen. We'll take a break. New pitch on the ballgame when we return. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Two are away. Nobody's on. And that's because Reese Hines just knocked Christian Mejias out of the game with a three-run homer. The Chattanooga Lookouts lead the Biloxi Shuckers 9-2. Javon Blake back with you as TJ Shook faces the righty Nick Northcutt with two away. Shook's first pitch. Slider misses low and away. Count goes to 1-0. 5 runs in already in the inning for Chattanooga. Off 3 hits. The pitch. Called strike top of the zone. Count evens up 1-1. Final line for Christian Mejias. Goes 3 2/3. Gives up 6 hits. 9 runs. 6 of them earned. The pitch. Slider lifted in the air down the right field line. Campbell chases after it towards the warning track. It takes one hop off the wall. Campbell retrieves it. Northcutt into second with a double. Brings up Nick Quintana, who's the ninth man to bat this inning. Shook this year makes his 7th appearance. 5.17 the ERA in 15 2/3 innings. 7 walks, 16 strikeouts. An opponent sitting 268 against him. Quintana 0-for-1 tonight. He's been hit and he struck out. Chuck delivers. Swing and lines right back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Northcutt rounds third. Churio picks it up. Fires a dart. One hop to the plate. Lopez the tag, and that ends the inning. A big time outfield assist from Jackson Churio cuts down Northcutt and ends the inning. But in the inning, 5 runs off 3 hits, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. After 4, it's 9-2 Chattanooga. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Back on the hill. The pitch home. Up and in. Count goes to 1-0-0. Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. The Shuckers trail it 9-2. 9 runs in the first 4 innings for Chattanooga. The pitch. Valerio pops it up behind home plate. Out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers got out of the inning on a big outfield assist from Jackson Churio. A pitch to Valerio. Wave and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes to 1-2. 9 runs on 8 hits for Chattanooga. 2 runs on 3 hits with 2 errors for Biloxi. The pitch. Valerio takes slow. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alrighty, Phillips sets from the windup, comes home. Wave and a miss, 93 on the outside corner, and he ties his season high with his 11th strikeout of the night. 11 of the first 13 outs he's recorded have been by the strikeout. It has been a dominant performance from the righty Phillips. Faces Jason Lopez. Homered last time up. The pitch. Takes the slider on the outside corner. Called strike one. The 0-1 delivery. Lopez takes low. Count evens up. 1-1. Shuckers have 3 hits. 2 of the 3 have been for extra bases. The 368-foot shot from Lopez that cleared the scoreboard. And a double from Tristan Lutz. The pitch misses away. Gets by Yang. The pitch. Lopez waves and misses a hard cut and a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Count it, 2 balls and 2 strikes with one away. Nobody on. Shuckers trail it 9-2. The pitch from Phillips, wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94, and it's a new season high. His 12th strikeout, and now two away. Top of the fifth inning, brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Shuckers struck out 17 times last night at a team. Second most times they've struck out this year. First pitch to Black is a curveball. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Connor Phillips today, it really feels like he's a guy who could strike out 15 all by himself. He's looked that good tonight. The pitch. Black takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Black's 0 for 2. Pop out to second. And a looking strikeout in the third. The pitch. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner with a changeup. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two away. The pitch. Black fouls it back, and the count stays at 2-2. The pitch. Black waves and misses. That ends the inning. He strikes out the side. And he's up to 13 strikeouts on the night through 5 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Halfway done in Chattanooga. Lookouts lead it 9-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh yeah!
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in doubt, I walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Lookouts lead it 9-2 over Biloxi. Shook delivers. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count evens up 1-1. They scored 5 runs in the fourth and sent 9 to the plate. The 1-1 delivery. Broken back, ground ball up the third baseline. Shook fields it off the mound, fires to first in time. Shook with an athletic play off the mound. Sprints it over about 5 feet off the third baseline, barehanded it, fired to first, was able to get Johnson by a step. First out of the inning brings up the righty, Eric Yang. The pitch home. Yang fouls it into the Shuckers dugout. Everybody's okay. Tobias Myers, who's at the end of the dugout, just pointed out towards center field. The 0-1 delivery. Yang rolls it up the first baseline, foul. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Myers was trying to say, if you're going to line it to somebody, don't do it to us in the dugout. Just hit it towards Churia. We'll probably catch it. No balls, two strikes, one away. Nobody on here on the bottom of the fifth. 9-2 Chattanooga. The pitch. Chop to third, foul. Count stays at 0-2. Shook steps off. Once has to go retrieve the ball and throw it back in. Shook sets. Now delivers to Yang. Foul back. First base side of the netting behind home plate. Count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 delivery from Shook. Foul back. Count stays at 0-2. Foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 delivery. Yang tips it into Lopez's glove on a slider for strike three. Two away now for the righty Ashton Creel. Nine spot in the order. Nobody on. 9-2 lookouts over the Shuckers in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch to Creel. Takes strike one. 95-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees. Count goes still in one. Shook's the only guy in the Shuckers bullpen that had not made an appearance this week. The 0-1 delivery. Slider misses down low and inside. Count evens up 1-1. Through 4 1/3 innings on Sunday, tallied 54 pitches and allowed just one hit. The 1-1 delivery. Slider wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Lopez blocks it up, fires to first. That ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning from Shook. Ends it with back-to-back strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the sixth. 9-2 lookouts. We're back after this. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm not afraid to
done. It's a happy sight for the Shuckers dugout. Dominating tonight. Bogoski's first pitch misses down low and away to the righty Jackson Churio. We're underway here in the top of the sixth inning. Phillips goes five innings, gives up three hits, two runs, one walk, 13 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery misses up and in, goes to 2-0. Throws 93 pitches. Phillips is 13 strikeouts, the most a starter's had against the Shuckers this year. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Bogoski makes his third appearance of the year. Pitch to Churio, misses inside ball 4. And Churio works the leadoff walk. Extends the on-base streak to 10 straight. Bogoski has allowed 6 runs on 4 hits in 2 innings. 4 walks, 1 strikeout. Nine-2 Chattanooga, top of the sixth inning. Freddie Zamora in from the right side. The pitch. Called strike 1 on the inside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Zamora takes inside. Count goes to 1-2. Zamora is 1-for-2 today. Singled in the first. Struck out in the fourth. Churio's off first. Northcutt holds him on. The pitch. Chopped on the ground. Left side of the infield. Marte. Check that. McAfee backhands it. Fires a long way to first. Gets in and out of Northcutt's glove, and Churio's off to third. It's a single for Zamora, his second of the game. McAfee, who's over at short for the first time this series, just couldn't glove it. Fire it all in one motion. Runners at the corners with nobody out for the switch hitting Noah Campbell, who steps in from the left side. Churio advances to third. They deem it's on the throw, so no error tagged. First pitch. Campbell takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Gligowski is the only guy on this roster from the Eastern Hemisphere. Hails from Auckland in New Zealand. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens up 1-1. And out of all the connections that he could have to anyone on the Shuckers roster, it is not the Australian native Josh Spence. It is instead Shuckers bench coach and third base coach Nick Stanley. Bogoski delivers. Misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Stanley, before he started coaching in the Brewers organization, spent a couple years coaching in New Zealand, helping their national team. One of the guys he coached was Bogoski. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. New Zealand, part of a wide range of countries that Stanley's coached in. The 2-2 delivery misses away. Count goes to 3-2. After Stanley coached Gogloski in New Zealand, he then started in the Brewers system all the way down to the Dominican Summer League. Worked his way up. Now in double A. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in at 90 miles an hour. Campbell strikes out. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. Yang goes out to talk to Gligowski. New Zealand is very much a developing baseball nation. They haven't played in the World Baseball Classic yet. Well, they've been involved in the qualifiers in the 2013, the 2017, and the 2023 editions. He recently had a team in the Australian Baseball League, Australia's Winter League, that a couple Shuckers take part in every year. James Meeker was a member of the Brisbane Bandits this past offseason. Josh Spence, the Shuckers bullpen coach, was a coach with the Adelaide Giants. He won the whole thing. There was a team in Auckland, though, called the Auckland Tuatara. First pitch to Lutz. Wave and a miss. Changeup at 78. Count goes to 0-1. Lugoski pitched there this offseason. 5 2/3 scoreless innings with the Tuatara. The 0-1 pitch. Lutz takes away. Count evens up. 1-1. The pitch home. Lutz waves and misses. Changeup outside corner. Goes to 1-2. Lutz doubled off the wall in right center last time up in the fourth inning. That brought home Noah Campbell from first. This time it's Freddie Zamora at first, Jackson Churio at third, one away, top of the sixth. The pitch. Lutz fouls it off, stays alive. Lugoski gets a new baseball. Yang sends it away. Now the pitch. Wave and a miss from Lutz. Change up low and away. Back-to-back strikeouts from Lugoski. Now runners on the corners with two away for the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Steps in from the left side. Shuckers trail it by 7, 9-2 in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch, wave and a miss. Another changeup, this one at 78 off the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers have struck out 15 times tonight. There are just two outs in the sixth inning. Big leadoff third from Churio. Nobody's holding him on. The pitch. Warren fouls it away. Third base sign out of play. Hits off a light pole. Count goes to 0-2. Churio is getting a very sizable lead off third. You got to think, if anyone's daring enough to steal home, it's the guy at third. The pitch. Warren waves and misses. Curveball down low. Churio doesn't get a chance to steal home, and it's three straight strikeouts from Krugowski. That ends the sixth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through 5.5. Shuckers trail it 9-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back to work in the bottom of the sixth inning. Faces is Noel V. Marte to lead it off. First pitch to him. It's a slider. As this is away. Check swing. First base umpire Caleb Morton said he does not go. And the count goes to 1-0. Marte's had himself another good night. 1-for-2 with a walk. A pitch. Another slider. Leaves and misses. Count evens up. 1-1. Bottom of the sixth inning from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. 9-2 lookouts over Biloxi. The pitch up and in, almost gets him. He's bend out of the way. Count goes to 2-1. Shook kicks and fires home. Slider misses low. And the count goes to 3-1. Shook is into his second full inning of work tonight. Thrown an inning and a third scoreless. The 3-1 pitch. Marte check swings and fouls it back. Lines it off the roof. Count full with 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Slider rolled to third by Black. And in the left for a base hit. Marte rounds first. He's off to second. Lutz picks it up, lofts it into second, and Marte slides in with a hustle double. Just went under Black's glove as he dove for it towards second base. Marte's now 2-for-3 tonight. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jacob Vertebees. 9-2 lookouts, bottom of the sixth inning. Man on second with nobody out. The pitch home. Hurtubise takes inside and the count goes to 1-0. Hurtubise has one of the more special upbringings here on Armed Forces Day in minor league baseball. The 1-0 delivery. Shook. There was a fastball in the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Hurtubise is a commissioned second lieutenant in the Army. Graduated from the United States Military Academy in West Point back in 2020. The 1-1 delivery. Hurtubise takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Hurtubise, though, was able to sign a pro baseball contract after Defense Secretary Mark Esper in 2019 endorsed a new policy. Pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 2-2. Cadets are now able to delay active duty while playing pro sports as long as you're providing positive exposure to West Point, to the Army, and to the service academies in the military. The 2-2 pitch misses away and the count goes 4. Shook delivers. Foul back. Count stays 4. Hurtubise is now into his third year in minor league baseball. Hurtubise gets a free pass to first. He fouled off the last pitch. And it's catcher's interference. The pitch home is a fastball called strike 1 on the outside corner. This continues to be a very, very, very weird series between the lookouts and the Shuckers. Runners on first and second. 0-1 the count to the righty Quincy McAfee. The pitch. Slider chops foul. Third base side into the lookout's dugout. Off the front railing and back into play. Count goes to 0-2. We've seen everything from catcher's interferences, runners getting thrown out at the plate. Yesterday, we saw a guy miss first base on his way to second. Wes Clark ran over, tapped the bag, and that was the end of the inning. The 0-2 delivery. Foul back. Count stays at 0-2. Nine-two lookouts, bottom of the sixth inning. Shook delivers. Chopped to third, foul. Wide of the bag, and the count stays at 0-2. Still nobody out. Hurtubise at first. Marte at second. McAfee 0 for 2, two flyouts, and he's been hit by a pitch. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss to the slider off the outside corner. Third strikeout tonight by Shook. Now one away for the righty, Reese Hines. Runners on first and second, one away. 9-2 lookouts, bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Hines takes the slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. Hines has had himself a very good Saturday night. He's 2-for-3, double and a homer, and he's driven in 4. Shook delivers. Called strike outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Shook delivers. Swing and a ground ball right to second. Valerio underhand flips to Zamora at second. He drops it. Third base umpire Kyle Stutz says it wasn't on the transfer either. So everybody's safe. And the bases are loaded for Nick Northcutt. Hurtubise reaches second on an E6. Hines reaches on a fielder's choice. And now the bases loaded, one away. 9-2 lookouts in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Northcutt steps in from the right side to face T.J. Shook. Bullpen hasn't allowed a run since Tuesday. The pitch. Called strike one on the outside corner. That's the third error of the night from Biloxi. And it's the sixth from Zamora this year. Lopez calls time. Hines at first, Hurtubise at second, Marte at third. One out, bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch, lifted foul. No balls and two strikes. Shook delivers. Wave and a miss and a slider. Big second out of the inning. Bases still loaded. Brings up the righty Nick Quintana. That's the fourth strikeout from Shook. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers farm system. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. At the big league level, Rays take down the Brewers 8-4. First pitch, fastball called strike one. In AAA, Durham walks it off against the Nashville Sounds. Darryl Thompson gives up a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. Durham takes it 5-3. Quad Cities takes down Wisconsin 5-4. The pitch, wave and a miss on a slider. Count goes to 0-2. Then in single A, Kannapolis takes down Carolina 3-2. Bases loaded here, no balls, two strikes, two away. The 0-2 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Thompson, though, yes, he allowed the home run that ended the game and gave the Bulls a walk-off win. But in two innings of work, that was the only hit he gave up, and he struck out five. Another good strikeout appearance for Thompson, who's been terrific this year in the Brewers system. The 1-2 delivery. Slider, swing and a miss. Fifth strikeout from Shook, and he strains the bases loaded. No runs, one hit, one error, three runners left on base. We head to the seventh, 9-2 Chattanooga. Back after this, Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Chattanooga leads it 9-2 over Biloxi. Blake back with you from AT&T Field. First pitch of the inning is waved and missed on by Wes Clark, who's in from the right side against the righty Kyle Golgowski, who's in for his second inning of work. Struck out three in a scoreless sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Clark lifts it in the air foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. Golgowski, the New Zealand native. The 0-2 pitch. Clark swings and drives this one in the air towards center field. Chases Creel back towards the warning track, one step shy of the track. Creel lifts up the glove, makes the catch. And Clark's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. That's four straight retired by Golgowski. Since the first two reached against him last inning. Now brings up the righty Felix Valerio. The pitch home. Valerio waves and misses. Fastball up and in at 89. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Misses inside. Count evens up. 1-1. The pitch, wave and a miss, curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch home, Valerio waits on, fouls it back. Count at 1-2. The pitch home. Valerio takes it in the dirt. Bounces before it reaches the plate, and Yang blocks it up. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Valerio chops it on the ground, back towards the middle of the infield. Johnson lets it go by his glove. McAfee, the shortstop, grabs it, fires to first, and it's late. Valerio beats it out on a Baltimore chop. It's a single for Valerio. Fifth hit of the night for Biloxi. Brings up the righty, Jason Lopez. 9-2 lookouts, top of the seventh inning. Lopez, 1-for-2 with a solo homer. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Bogoski fires. Lopez rolls it on the ground to second. Johnston flips to second base for one. The return to first, not in time. Lopez beats it out. Reaches on a fielder's choice. Valerio's retired. Now two away for the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Glagowski is one of two Kiwis currently pitching in minor league baseball. Elliot Johnstone is the other. Right now in single A with the St. Lucie's Mets in the Florida State League. First pitch, the lefty Black. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, wave and a miss. Changeup at 80. Count evens up, 1-1. Shuckers trail it 9-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Lopez off first. Black in the leadoff spot for the first time this year. 0-for-3 tonight with 2 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch takes up high and away. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch to Black. Called strike at the knees. Count evens up 2-2. Delivers home. Misses up and away. The count goes to 3-2. Lopez at first will be off with the pitch. 3-2, 2 away. 9-2 Chattanooga over Biloxi, top of the seventh. The pitch, Lopez off Black. Hits it in the air. Left side of the infield, foul territory. Quintana a long way over. Runs out of room. Chops down out of play. Lopez touches third and now has to head all the way back across the diamond and do it again. Lopez doesn't even touch first, just goes back to the spot where he takes his lead because Northcutt's not holding him on. The 3-2 delivery. Lopez off again. Black fouls it away. Third base side out of play. Lopez gets only about 3/4 of the way to second and trots on back. Lopez walks back to where he takes his lead again. Bogoski steps up. The 3-2 pitch, Lopez off, Black lifts it in the air behind home plate. Yang ditches the mask, and it again gets down out of play, and Lopez has to go all the way back. Lopez has ran a marathon here with a full count. Black's fouled off 3 straight pitches. Lopez walks back again to first. 3-2, 2 away. Bogoski on the hill. Lefty Black at the plate. The pitch. Black takes up and away. 4. Lopez jogs the rest of the way to second. And that extends Black's on-base streak to 17 straight. He's now reached in 32 of the 33 games he's played in this year. Brings out the pitching coach, Brian Garman. Runners on first and second, two outs, top of the seventh inning. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Chattanooga. Lookouts 9, Biloxi 2. Top of the seventh inning. Brian Garman out to the hill right now to talk with the pitcher, Kyle Kogowski. He's got himself in a bit of a jam here. Black at first, Lopez at second. Jackson Churio up to the plate from the right side with two away. Garman walks back. Kogowski gets ready to go. Churio walks the yellow cleats and the yellow arm sleeve, along with the yellow arm guard on the left arm. Two outs, two on. Shuckers trail it by seven. Pitch from Golgoski. Churio takes a strike, top of the zone at 79. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Golgoski's fallen in love with the changeup tonight. That's been the pitch he's thrown most often. It's fluttered in, 79. The 1-0 delivery. Churio chops on the ground, foul, third base side. Goes to 0-2. Some big news today on the prospect side of things. Jackson Churio, top-ranked prospect in the Brewers system and the top-ranked prospect by Baseball America. He's number two in baseball pipeline, in MLB Pipeline's top 100. He's got some company on the Shuckers team. Efferson Caro, named in the top 100. The pitch home is hammered to center field. Creel goes back, turns around, and makes the catch to end the inning. Churio hammers it to the furthest part of the ballpark and ends the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through six and a half. It's 9-2 Chattanooga. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Johnson, switch hitter who leads it off for Chattanooga. First pitch of the inning. Chopped foul towards the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. And the count goes 0-1. Chattanooga leads it 9-2 over Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shook's been terrific in relief. Delivers home. Johnson takes inside. Just gets the black. Count goes 0-2. Johnson's 0 for 2, and he's been hit by a pitch. The pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 1-2. Shook tonight. 2 and a third scoreless innings. continues a bullpen that's been terrific the last few days. His 1-2 delivery. Shot foul. Where Johnson's legs to the backstop. Now stays at 1-2. The Shuckers bullpen has now combined for 10 and a third shutout innings. 21 strikeouts. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball misses away at 93. Count evens up 2-2. Shook delivers. Wave and a miss. That's his sixth strikeout in relief. 93 mile an hour fastball. Brings up the righty, Eric Yang. Shook's now retired 8 batters. Six of the 8 have come by the strikeout. Pitch home. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Yang's 0 for 2 today, 2 strikeouts and a walk. Shuckers pitching and struck out 9 today. Shook delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 91. Count evens up, 1-1. The lookouts have been all over the Shuckers starters this series. The 1-1 delivery. Slider misses low and bounces into Lopez's glove. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers bullpen has only allowed 6 runs this entire series. That all came on Tuesday. Shook delivers. Fastball, top of the zone, called strike 2. Starting pitching staff's been roughed up. Of the 26 runs, they've allowed 20 of them. The pitch home. Swing and a ground ball to short. Zamora gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first. It's wide. Warren grabs it. The ball pops out of his glove as he goes to tag Yang. It's the 4th error of the night for Biloxi. And Yang reaches. Warren went to swipe down the tag. And the ball just popped out of his glove. Was not loose. Brings up the righty, Ashton Screel. Man on first with one away. 9-2 lookouts in the bottom of the 7th inning. By the way, the math was off. The starting staff has allowed 23 of the 29 runs. The first pitch is a slider, called strike 1. It is a throwing error charged to Zamora. That's his 3rd error of the night. 7th of the season. The 0-1 delivery comes home to Creel. Swing and a ground ball. One hop to Zamora. Underhand flips to second. Larry returns to first. Not in time. It's a fielder's choice. And it brings up the right to Noel V. Marte. Man on first with 2 away. Shuckers trail it 9-2. Bottom of the 7th inning. Game 5 of a 6 game set. Teams will wrap up the series tomorrow afternoon. Shook delivers. Slider misses off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Marte's 2-for-3 tonight. Single, a double, and a walk. The 1-0 pitch. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Shook steps out. Marte steps out. Marte's tallied a hit in each of the first 5 games in this series. The 2-0 delivery. Wave and a miss and a slider. The count goes to 2-1. Marte, for good reason, is the number two prospect in the Reds system. But he's a guy with no real path to the big leagues right now. 2-1 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. You think about who the Reds have at the big league level. You have Jonathan India and Matt McClain up the middle. And then your shortstop in AAA is Ellie De La Cruz, who is an all-world prospect, top in the Reds system, top five in baseball. The 3-1 delivery. Misses away, ball four. It's a five-pitch walk to Marte. Brings up the lefty Jacob Berdepes with runners on first and second. Two away in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's kind of a tough position right now for the Reds. They have so many guys who can play shortstop. You got to find room for all of them. Pitch to the lefty Herdebees. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. That's not a bad problem to have. That's a very good problem to have if you're the Reds. A lot of good prospects. The pitch home. Misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. And speaking of good shortstops, the number three prospect in the system is Edwin Arroyo, who is also a shortstop. Pitch coach Will Shearholz comes out to talk to TJ Shook. Count at 2 balls and no strikes to the lefty Herdebees. 2 on, 2 away, 9-2 lookouts in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shearholz walks back to the dugout. But if you look at the top four prospects in the Red system, Yubeli De La Cruz, shortstop, Noel V. Marte, shortstop, Edwin Arroyo, shortstop, and Cam Collier, a third baseman, as the top four prospects, all of them play on the left side of the infield. The 2-0 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The Reds, a very good system coming into 2023, including Christian Encarnacion Strand, who plays first in another power bat. The pitch is fouled back. Count goes to 3-1. Shook delivers. Swing and lifted in the air to right. Campbell goes back towards the wall, and it's gone. A three-run homer from Jacob Herdebees ends the Shuckers' bullpen shutout streak, and it gives the lookouts a 12-2 lead. Herdebees' fourth homer of the year, drives in his 12th, 13th, and 14th runs. And with the lead at 10 for Chattanooga, the manager Mike Guerrero goes to the bullpen. We'll take a break, come back after this. Two outs, bottom of the seventh inning, 12-2 Chattanooga in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
New pitcher in the game for Biloxi. 12-2 lookouts in the bottom of the seventh inning. Righty Luis Contreras comes in. Fielders to the righty, Quincy McAfee. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 12-2 Chattanooga. The pitch, wave and a miss on a slider from Contreras. Count evens up 1-1. It got to 12-2 after Jacob Herdebees knocked T.J. Shook out of the game with a three-run homer. The pitch misses low. Lopez blocks it up. Able to glove it. Count goes to 2-1. Final line for Shook. Three innings, gives up four hits, one homer, three runs, one walk, six strikeouts, and throws 67 pitches. The pitch lifted in the air with a broken bat flare towards short left. Zamora is out, Lutz is in, and it drops between them. First hit of the game for McAfee. And the first batter reaches against the righty Contreras. Brings up the righty Reese Hines. Contreras this year, since joining Biloxi, has appeared in two games, thrown two innings. The pitch, swing and lifted up in the air, left side of the infield, foul territory. Black and Lopez both will capture. Snacks off the seats. Count goes down to 1. Contreras in two innings has given up three runs, hit a batter, walked 5, struck out 6, and opponents hitting 250 against him. McAfee at first. The pitch to Hines. Slider calls strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a ground ball to third. Black gobbles it up, takes two hops, slings it to first, and that ends the inning. In the inning, three runs on two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through seven. It's 12-2 Chattanooga. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Blake back with you from AT&T Field. First pitch to Freddie Zamora. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Glogowski goes two innings, gives up two hits, no runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. Those 45 pitches. Pitch to Zamora. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 92 off the outside corner. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch. Zamora chops it foul. Third base side. Count stays 0-2. Messinger's out for his first appearance of the year. Was signed just a couple of days ago by the Reds. Pitch home. Misses up high. Count evens up 2-2. Messinger, a former big leaguer. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball. Top of the zone. Zamora strikes out. First down of the inning. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. Up Noah Campbell, switch hitter from the left side. Messinger this year has had a winding journey. First pitch, wave and a miss by Campbell. Count goes still in one. Spent last year between the Reno Aces, AAA affiliate of the Diamondbacks. Pitch home. Campbell lifts it in the air right to McAfee behind second, the shortstop. A hard liner. Second out of the inning. Spent time between the Aces and then the Long Island Ducks in the Atlantic League and Independent Bowl. Brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. Two outs, nobody on, 12-2 lookouts in the top of the eighth inning. Messinger fires, misses low, count goes to 1-0. Also, one of the wilder things here at AT&T Field, they gave away a car. After the bottom of the seventh inning, pitch home. Lutz waves and misses. Count evens up 1-1, which they do every Saturday. They had a guy from a local dealership out here. You could enter your name into a drawing, and we're giving out a GMC. Pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. It is a used car giveaway during every Saturday home game for the Lookouts. 2-1 delivery. Lutz fouls it back. Count evens 2-2. That is quite the between inning giveaway. Usually it's a prize pack or a hat or maybe even tickets. But a car. That's not your ordinary between inning giveaway in a minor league baseball game. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Pitch to Lutz. Fouls it off his front foot. Count stays even, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Lutz waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner. And that ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Messinger, his first in the Reds organization. Shuckers go down in order here in the top of the eighth inning. 12-2 lookouts after 7.5. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Lookouts lead the Shuckers by a 12-2 score. Luis Contreras on the mound for Biloxi, delivers home. Wave and a miss on a slider to the righty Nick Northcutt. And the count goes 2-1. Twelve runs on 11 hits for Chattanooga, who are well on their way to an 8th straight home win. Pitch to Northcutt, lifted in the air, foul. First base side out of play. Count goes 2-2. And also, unless the Shuckers have a wild rally here late, that would be one of the best in franchise history. The Shuckers are looking towards their 7th straight loss and 5th straight here in the series to Chattanooga. Contreras' 0-2 pitch misses up and away, sails it to the backstop at 93. Count at 1-2. One-two delivery. Wave and a miss on a slider. Northcutt strikes out swinging for the second time today. First down of the 8th brings up the righty Nick Quintana. One out, nobody on. 12-2 Chattanooga. Time to take a look at the Ohio Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitch, lifted foul. First base side out of play. Count goes 2-1. The Biscuits take down the Embraves 5-4. Biscuits score 4 between the 7th and the 8th inning to come back from a 3-1 deficit. Contreras delivers. Lifted foul. Again, first base side out of play. Count goes 2-2. Biscuits are the second team in the Southern League. Check that. The third team in the Southern League to get to 20 wins this year. Second team in the South Division. They're at 20-18. Embraves at 16-21. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted again foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Smokies take down the Blue Wahoos 13-6. A 6-run 8th inning, providing all the insurance the Smokies need. They're at 21-17. The Blue Wahoos at 24-14. Then in Rocket City, Jack Kohanowicz. Remember, he was the guy who started last Sunday for Rocket City. Pitch home. Wave and a miss on a slider. Back-to-back strikeouts from Contreras. Two away, nobody on for the switch-hitting Ivan Johnson. Kohanowicz made his AA debut last Sunday for Rocket City in a win over the Shuckers. Today, he throws a Maddox. An 88-pitch, 9-inning complete game. And help leads the Rocket City Trash Pandas to a 5-1 win over the Birmingham Barons. Trash Pandas at 19-19. Barons at a league worst, 13-25. Johnson in from the left side. First pitch to him. Fastball. Called strike one on the outside corner. Johnson's 0-3 with a strikeout, and he's been hit by a pitch. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. 84-mile-an-hour changeup. And the count goes 2-2. The 0-2 delivery. Up and away. Misses with a fastball. Count goes 1-2. Everybody have your way. bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch from Contreras. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 90 miles an hour, and he strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. It's 12-2 Lookouts. Back to Chattanooga after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Top of the ninth inning. 12-2 Lookouts over the Biloxi Shuckers. Ryan Messinger into his second inning of work. Faces Xavier Warren, who leads it off. Jamrick Blake back with you from Chattanooga. Fifth game of a six-game series. Lookouts three outs away from winning each of the first five. The pitch home. Fastball, called strike one on the outside corner to Warren, who's in from the left side. Messinger in his first inning in the Reds organization. Struck out two last inning. Pitch home. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes 2-2. Shuckers have struck out 18 times tonight. Their season high as a team is 19. The 0-2 delivery. Misses low and a curveball. Checks his swing. Third base umpire Kyle Stutz says he doesn't go. Count at 1-2. Messinger delivers. Misses low. Yang blocks it up. Count evens, 2-2. Pitch lifted foul, third base side out of play. Count evens, 2-2. Two pitch, wave and a miss. Good changeup from Messinger. His third strikeout, the 19th of the day from the Lookouts. And the Shuckers have tied a record that is not one you ever want to tie as a lineup. They've tied the franchise record for the most strikeouts in a single game for the second time this year. First pitch, the righty, Wes Clark. Takes inside, count goes to 1-0. They set the record the end of last June against the M Braves. They struck out 19 times. The 1-0 delivery. Misses inside, count goes to 2-0. This year they tied it on May 3rd at Montgomery. Messinger delivers. Misses up high. Count goes to 3-0. 3-0 pitch to Clark. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Clark takes up high and inside. It's ball four. Reaches for the first time tonight. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Man on first with one away. 12-2 lookouts here in the top of the ninth inning. Valerio digs in from the right side. Pitch to him. Misses up and away with a fastball. It goes to 1-0. Valerio is 1-for-3 with a single and two strikeouts. 1-0 delivery. Valerio lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens up 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Valerio takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Chops it foul. Base side back towards the batter, the dugout of the lookouts on the third base side. We streak towards the 11 o'clock hour here in Chattanooga. Finale scheduled for 2:15 tomorrow Eastern. Pitch home. Swing and a ground ball fair and by Quintana down the left field line. Cork rounds second and heads to third. Gets the stop sign from third base coach Nick Stanley. Hurtubise fires it in. Valerio's got himself a multi-hit day. Didn't hit it hard, but hit it in the right spot. Just rolled it by Quintana's dive up the third base line. Now runners on second and third with one away for the right-handed hitting Jason Lopez. Lopez digs in. 12-2 lookouts over the Shuckers. Top of the ninth inning. It's the fourth multi-hit game this year from Valerio. The pitch. Lopez takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. Lopez is 1-for-3 with a homer and a strikeout. The home run cleared the scoreboard and left. 368 feet with a lot of hang time. 1-0 delivery. Lopez waves and misses. Hard cut on a fastball. Count evens up 1-1. Singer stares in. Pitch to Lopez. Misses low. The count goes to 2-1. Messinger made 27 appearances in the bigs. Over three different years between the Orioles, the Cardinals, and the Cubs. And a bulk of his time with the Orioles in 2018. Made 18 appearances for the O's. Pitch home. Lopez takes a strike on the inside corner. Count evens up 2-2. That was the Orioles team that finished 47-115. The start of the rebuild that's given them a ton of young talent. Namely, Adley Rutschman and Grayson Rodriguez. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. And the lookouts record their 20th strikeout of the game. And the Shuckers set a new franchise record for the most strikeouts by a lineup in a single game. Runners on second and third with two away. Tyler Black steps in. 12-2 lookouts, top of the ninth. Pitch home. Black chops it on the ground. Couple hops. Northcutt at first. Takes it himself. And that ends it. Lookouts win it 12-2. They extend their win streak at AT&T Field to 8 in a row. And they've taken each of the first 5 games in this 6-game set while the Shuckers dropped to 19-19 on the year. They've lost seven in a row after winning five straight. In the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. For the Lookouts, 12 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. For the Shuckers, two runs, six hits, and a season high, four errors. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap everything up here in the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show before we say goodnight and get set for tomorrow with the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers fall tonight and fall to 19-19 on the season. The Chattanooga Lookouts get above 500, 19-18 on the year. In a big way, a 12-2 win over the Biloxi Shuckers. They've now won five straight each and every game in this series. They've also now won eight straight at home and improved their best home record in the Southern League to 15-8, while the Shuckers lose their seventh in a row and fall to 9-11 away from MGM Park. Javon Blake back with you here on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show and wrap everything up between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. The Lookouts get 12 runs on 11 hits with no errors for the Shuckers. Two runs on six hits with four errors. Connor Phillips gets the win, improves to 1-2 on the year. He allows two runs on three hits over five innings, but also strikes out 13, part of a trio of Phillips, Kyle Kukowski, and Ryan Messinger, who combined to strike out 20 for the Lookouts, a new franchise record for the Shuckers. Not a franchise record you want to set on any given night, but the Lookouts strike out 20 Shuckers batters tonight and win it 12-2 to take the fifth game of this six-game set. Let's run through the scoring summary. For the fifth game in a row, Lookouts scored first. They scored three runs in the bottom of the second inning where an errant throw from shortstop Freddie Zamora with the bases loaded allowed Nick Northcutt, Nick Quintana, and Ivan Johnson to all score. Marte was then thrown out trying to stretch the error all the way to third. And that ended the inning, but Chattanooga took a 3-0 lead. Shuckers got one back, a solo shot from Jason Lopez, his first home run of the year. Over the scoreboard and left, went 368 feet. That made it 3-1, but Chattanooga got the run back in the bottom of the third inning on an RBI double from Reese Hines. Then in the fourth inning, an RBI single and an error allowed Jacob Vertebees to bring home two before Reese Hines brought home three more with a three-run homer to left. At that point, it made it 9-2 Chattanooga. The Shuckers got one on the top of the inning off an RBI double from Tristan Lutz. Then in the seventh inning, a three-run home run from Jacob Vertebees made it 12-2. And that was the scoring summary on the night. The Lookouts scored 12 for the second time this series. They have outscored the Shuckers 32-12 here in this five-game series. The offense has come alive for the Lookouts after last week. They lost five in a row to the Mississippi Braves. Winning pitcher tonight, Connor Phillips. He's 1-2 on the year, while Christian Mejias gets tanked with the loss, falls to 2-3 on the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. We'll take a look around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Chattanooga. The Lookouts win it 12-2 over the Shuckers and improve to 19-18 on the season. They've won five straight each and every one of the first five games in this series, and they've also won eight straight in the friendly confines of AT&T Field. Shuckers, meanwhile, fall to 19-19. They've lost seven in a row and fall to 9-11 on the road. Connor Phillips gets the win, improves to 1-2. Christian Mejias, the loss, falls to 2-3. The Lookouts, 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors. The Shuckers, 2 runs, 6 hits, and a season high, 4 errors. David Blake back with you from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. The Lookouts pitching staff, not only was the offense good, but the pitching staff might have even been better for the Lookouts. Everybody in the Shuckers order strikes out at least twice, and the Lookouts strike out 20 batters as a team tonight. 13 from the starter, Connor Phillips. 3 from reliever Kyle Gogoski, and then 4 more from the righty Ryan Messenger in his first appearance in the Reds organization. Time to take a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Finals from elsewhere in the Southern League. Montgomery takes down the M Braves 5-4. The Biscuits now at 20-18, a game ahead of the Shuckers for second place in the division, while the M Braves fall to 16-21 on the year. Finals elsewhere, Shuckers stay just still five games behind the Blue Wahoos as we near towards the 40-game mark in the 69-game first half. The Smokies take down the Blue Wahoos 13-6, Tennessee at 21-17. The Blue Wahoos at 24-14. In Rocket City, Jack Ahanowicz, the story of the night around the Southern League, throws an 88-pitch, one-run complete game and allows just four hits as Rocket City takes down Birmingham 5-1. Rocket City at 19-19, Birmingham at 13-25. In the Brewers organization, big league level, the Tampa Bay Rays take down the Milwaukee Brewers by an 8-4 final. Brewers now stand at 24-21 on the season. Elsewhere in the system, in AAA, the Durham Bulls take down the Nashville Sounds by a 5-3 final. Durham walks it off with a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, betting the Sounds at 22-21 on the season. Elsewhere in the system, in High A, the Timber Rattlers fall to the Quad City River Bandits 5-4. Wisconsin now at 11-26. On the season. Mudcats fall to Kannapolis 3-2, and they sit at 21-16 on the season. Here in Chattanooga, Lookouts take down the Shuckers by a 12-2 final. The two teams will meet tomorrow afternoon, 1:15 p.m. Central Time, 2:15 locally here in Chattanooga. The first pitch, Carlos Rodriguez, 1-2 with a 2.84 ERA, goes for Biloxi, while Sam Benscooter, the guy who Jefferson Caro homered off of three different times, goes for Chattanooga, 1-4 with a 7.99 ERA. 1:15 first pitch Central Time. Join us at 1 o'clock with pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network before the series finale at 1:15 Central Time, 2:15 locally here in Chattanooga, as the Shuckers wrap things up before heading home for a 12-game homestand against the Montgomery Biscuits. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake. As we say so long from Chattanooga, we'll talk to you tomorrow, 1 o'clock Central Time, with pregame before first pitch at 1:15 on a Sunday afternoon. Before we go, final time of the game, 2 hours and 46 minutes. The attendance, 3,941. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers.